Me.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this,
I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning, peeps, and welcome to Woke AF Daily with me, your girl, Danielle Moody, recording from the home bunker. Well, applause, happy fucking Friday. We have made it through another hellscape of a week in this godforsaken country. Much like on Wednesday, folks, on fucking Friday, I'm going to start giving you a rundown of the headlines of the week. The things that I am absolutely wholeheartedly saying fuck it to, and stories that I think that we all need to be paying attention to. I actually wrote down a list, but now I'm going to change the list and I want to start with a different topic, which is the war in Gaza. And why do I want to start there? Reports came out that the IDF opened fire, killing over 100 Palestinians seeking aid and food at an aid camp. The New York Times reported that there was chaos at a Palestinian aid camp. The chaos erupted. No, there was an attack by Israeli soldiers against civilians seeking food, because not only is it not enough to bomb the shit out of these people or shoot them up or starve them to death and usher them around in a cage like cattle, telling them that one area is safe, but then bombing the shit out of that and then telling them to go to another area that's safe, but then bombing the hell out of that. Now, they're not even pulling any punches. They're just like, fuck it. We know that all of these Palestinians are going to be in this area seeking humanitarian aid, so we'll just walk up in there and shoot it. Shoot it up, right? And how does the New York Times report this? As chaos? Folks, I want you to understand that more and more, increasingly, right, how sinister and dubious and untrustworthy mainstream media has become. That I look at now multiple outlets, right, particularly as it pertains to Israel and Gaza. I look at international outlets, I look at domestic media outlets, and boy, let me tell you something, that what you see on social media most times, which is scary to say, is a hell of a lot more accurate and honest of reporting than what is coming out of places like the elite establishments of the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and the Washington Post. You know, there was a story that I posted in my stories yesterday, which is apparently an investigation into a quote-unquote reporter at the New York Times who first penned the article saying that Hamas was using rape as a weapon on October 7th. Now, I'm not disputing the attacks on October 7th. They were horrific. They were traumatic, right? The taking of hostages and babies, horrible, right? Acts of violence and war. However, the lies that were told, right, were absolutely unnecessary, and they only benefited Israel in their quest to extinguish the Palestinian people. And now there is an investigation that is going on, but of course you won't hear about it in mainstream media, because then they would have to, what, apologize, course correct on the fact that they hired a person that is not actually a journalist, that has ties to the IDF, to spread lies that they published and that the Biden administration and others ran with as their justification to keep funding this horrific atrocity. So I just want you to understand that it is so important for us all to do our homework, right? And then once we've done that homework, to educate the people around us with whatever platforms we have. Because mainstream media is working fucking overtime right now. And funny enough, it doesn't really matter the narrative that they're trying to weave, because a majority of people in this country and globally want a ceasefire, right? And so their lies and their twisted propaganda that they are pushing out is falling on non-listening ears. But I'm just continually reminded each and every week how important it is to triple check reporting that is coming out, particularly reporting that is coming out of Israel and Gaza, because they ain't giving us the truth.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
The big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Next up on the stories of this week, sticking on that narrative around Israel and Gaza for a moment. You know, this week, my co-host on Democracy Ish and I, Wajahat Ali, and if you're not listening to Democracy Ish, Democracy Ish is up. New episodes are up every Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts. And Waj and I delve into the tragic story of Aaron Bushnell. And I say tragic because, my God, never did I really think that I would have to cover self-immolation on this show or on any show. And tragic in the way that, you know, extreme acts of protest, which is what Aaron recited and said that he was doing in his own words, are at times necessary in order to spark conversation and change perspective. What I find so shocking about this story this week and how it's unfolded since Sunday is the media blackout that we have seen, the desire to label Aaron Bushnell as mentally disturbed, to call him an anarchist, and to say all of these different things other than very clearly the reasons behind why he self-immolated in front of the Israeli embassy, which was because he said explicitly, "I cannot go on and continue to support genocide." And as he was engulfed in flames, said, "Free Palestine." It is so interesting to me, and I started to think about this, and I posted a video, started to think about the way in which America will hail acts of extreme protest in other countries. The Tibetan monks did the same thing to protest oppression by China. Similarly, self-immolation was used to launch the Arab Spring, which this country applauded. But when that act is taken on here by American citizens, an active military member no less, we want to dismiss that act of extreme protest as a mental health issue, as a way to discredit the sheer extreme act to draw attention to what we are all witnessing, which is the unraveling of humanity. I continue to say that language and narrative are so important. It's why I do the work that I do, because we cannot trust these fucking quote-unquote legacy networks and entities to tell us the truth when the truth doesn't align with their bottom line. There is a conversation to be had about Aaron Bushnell, about the enormous amount of protests that have happened in this country, all over the country, in support of the Palestinian people. There is a conversation to be had around what kind of country and what kind of world do we want to live in. There's a conversation to be had about the archaic business of war that is really only about money, power, and land. Who does it help? Who is it for? These are questions that have been asked and sung about and written about since the beginning of time. And it's our generation's time in this particular war to ask those questions. But the media doesn't want us to think. The right-wing politicians, as well as this Democratic Party, for some reason doesn't want us to think. They keep telling us that the issues are complicated and we couldn't possibly understand, but then they don't want to explain it. And so I say, trust your eyes and trust your gut and trust your heart. That what we are witnessing collectively is wrong. It is inhumane. It is depraved. And we certainly have a say in it because our fucking tax dollars are going to fund it. There was a conversation, and there remains to be a conversation to be had around Aaron Bushnell's act of extreme protest. And I hope that you all will continue that conversation on your own platforms and also ask these legacy outlets why the media blackout, why the part and parcel, why don't they trust the people with the truth? Speaking of truth, you know, Donald Trump is a whole fucking serial liar and crook, right? Like, we know this. But what is amazing is that this motherfucker, who has proclaimed himself to be the richest, you know, a multi-billionaire, art of the deal, all of these things, seemingly went to the New York courts this week and said that they can't pony up the money that is coming due in less than 30 days. Donald Trump owes $500 million in fees for his serial criminality and his lies about E. Jean Carroll and, you know, on top of interest. And A.G. Tish James, she's not playing. She already got the okay from the judge that if he doesn't pony up the money, that she can start seizing his buildings, which she will, in fact, do. So Donald Trump's team, in this particular case, come back and say, well, will you accept a $100 million bond? And Tish James is like, yeah, no, miss me with it. So all I ask of Tish James is that she alert us via social media which building she's getting ready to seize first, just so that I can be there with a bottle of champagne to open. Do you know what I'm saying? We get little joy in this country these days, and I just want to soak that moment in. I hope it is the knocking down of his, you know, big gold gaudy Trump Tower letters and emblems. Yeah, I want to see it. I kind of want to be there. Do you know what I'm saying?
Me.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this.
I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black. Directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R. Under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Switching gears to the Republicans' continued attack on in vitro fertilization, IVF. So these Republicans are now having to lie in the bed that they have made. It wasn't enough, right? Abortion was never going to be enough, right? They want full and complete control over women and people with uteruses, right? So it's not just about whether or not you terminate a pregnancy. It is also about how you create a pregnancy in the first place. And when asked by reporters, since the Alabama decision, which has halted IVF care in that state, all of these politicians, Republicans, are like hemming and hawing on the issue because they know that it is a fucking dud, that the public is absolutely outraged, right? So when given the opportunity to federally protect IVF, Republicans in the Senate have decided, yeah, no. So just when you think like, oh, no, it's only certain people are extreme or what have you. Folks, they're coming for IVF. They're coming for birth control. They're coming for everything, because every single advancement that women and people with uteruses have made since 1973, they are going to halt, has come. Those advancements have happened because women were able to control their bodies, how and when and if they wanted to become parents. It allowed for women to go to college, enter into the workforce at higher rates than ever before. And the Republican Party doesn't like that. This is why they talk about displacing men. This is why those fucking incel lunatics talk about returning to masculinity. Because women, by virtue of bodily autonomy, were given control over their futures. And that is the last thing that a patriarchal society wants. So now you see very clearly that everything is up for grabs, that it isn't going to be a states' rights issue. You're seeing them introduce national abortion bans, national IVF bans, and soon they will introduce national birth control bans. So just know that if any Republican ever enters the White House again, all of their plans to control, to dismantle civil rights, to control ultimately everyone, not just women. You see, you know what happened today? Not in this country, but in Ghana. They passed legislation that makes it a crime to identify as LGBTQ. That anyone who self-identifies as LGBTQ can go to jail. Just so you know, the Uganda laws from the early 2000s, these other laws that pop up in African nations are funded by white evangelical Christians. They like to test case things. So you think that all of this anti-trans, anti-queer rhetoric, right, the don't say gay bills, right, the taking away of safe zones, those are just nibbling around the edges. Any Republican enters into the White House, yeah, they'll make it illegal. Not only are they coming after marriage, which they continue to gun for in decisions that the Supreme Court is hearing now, and they're just waiting for one of those cases to bubble up so that they can get rid of marriage equality. But they're coming for LGBTQ people to be able to exist fully and outright in America altogether. So I continue to say, folks, pay attention to what is happening. Pay attention to the little ways and the big ways in which the Republican Party is moving. Because everything spells an end to democracy, to civil liberties, to privacy, if they get power, plain and simple. They are dangerous. They are a threat. There is no good Republican. There is no one that would be better in the White House, because the Heritage Foundation's Project 2025 exists for whatever Republican wants to grab it. And in order to ensure their placement in power, they will have to agree to utilize it. So the last things that are standing in between us and authoritarianism is the 2024 election. The court sure as fuck not going to save us. So we're our last stand. And that's the thing that I need for people to understand. That is it for me today, dear friends, on this Fuck It Friday. Please tell me in the comment sections on Patreon under this video what you are saying fuck it to this week. And if you are listening to this, please hit me up on social at D2Cents, DeeTwoCents, and tell me what you are saying fuck it to this week. Folks, I hope that you have a restful and recharging and joy-centered weekend. I will see you back here on Monday. As always, power to the people and to all the people power. Get woke and stay woke as fuck.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.